Hey everybody, welcome back. It's a Visit Julian podcast. It's so difficult for me not to say good morning because I'm here in the morning, but you might be listening to this at 10 o'clock at night. So hello, whatever time it is you're listening. So we are back on track doing a bunch of podcasts, a little bit of free time here in the office. Not so crazy. Today I have Tracy Turner and she is from Winola Junction Antiques and Collectibles. And in case she doesn't say it, I will say it first. One of my favorite signs that she has out in front of the store is,
we buy junk and sell fine antiques.
Right, we buy junk and sell fine antiques. I think that's hilarious. That sign's hilarious. And I'm sure a lot of people think it's funny, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a cute
one. That one and antiques made to order.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah, I just thought it was so cute. We buy junk and sell antiques. So Winola Junction Antiques and Collectibles is obviously in Winola, which is just about 3 miles west of Julian. And you were kind enough to let us put a sign in your parking lot that lets everybody know that Julian is 3 miles ahead.
3 miles up.
Yeah. So tell us about the makeup of the... I almost call it an antique mall. Do you think that's appropriate?
It is a mall, yes.
Okay, cool.
We have about 100 different people that bring stuff in to sell.
100?
More than 100.
Wow.
Which is a lot of personalities.
Oh, my God. That was my exact thought. That's a lot of personalities. That's why we're friends. Yeah.
And then we just help them mark stuff and price it and decide what to sell it for. And then the store keeps a portion when it sells.
That sounds great. So like that, when someone brings up a ticket or an item, it has a ticket on it and it'll say 47. And then you know that's the vendor number 47.
Right. That's the dealer's number.
Yeah. Yeah. So 100 people, obviously, it's not big enough to have 100 booths. So do you sprinkle the miscellaneous around the store, or how does that work?
Yes. When we first started, we did have booths, and the dealers were supposed to come in and take care of their space and keep it dusted and keep it, energy good.
Sure, sure.
And it didn't happen that way.
No.
So we pretty much took it over one by one. I think I have 8 dealers that actually take care of their own space now. Mm-hmm. And then the rest is all just mixed consignment.
Got it. Okay, cool. So that would mean that, like, say someone brought in milk glass, then you put it with other milk glass. But
right,
if a particular vendor who has a booth has milk glass, well, that milk glass is in their booth,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So you think because I'm a girl that I would be like, oh, I love this store, which I totally do. But total weird in my life, my husband is in love with your store, and anytime we have a free moment, which is almost never, but he always says, oh, let's go to Tracy's store. Isn't that great?
Well, we have that chair in the front that says relax here and let your wife shop.
Right.
And more women use it than men.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guys like to look around. We have all the man cave stuff.
Yeah. We bought several things from you over the years, but the one that I stub my toe on most often is we bought 2 door stops for upstairs. And so one's a flying pig. And then the other one, I think, is a bull. And there was quite a few times I stubbed my toe on the little pig. So, but it's cool stuff like that. I mean, those are like heavy.
Yeah, we have a lot of cast iron.
Yeah, cast iron. Thank you. Yeah. And then you have your little outdoor area that I've seen out there, which is so popular now. The old windows and old doors and stuff like that.
Rustic yard art stuff.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. So how did you get started in opening this store?
I started making crafts. I was in the Peace Corps. And when I came back, I said, I'm never working for anybody again. Uh-huh. And I started making crafts for the yard, like birdhouses and yard art signs, things like that. And selling it, craft shows and street fairs.
Oh, so you were like a booth girl.
I was a booth girl.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then a friend at another craft show said, let's open the store together. So we did crafts together. And we learned that people come in and say, oh, that's what I could make. Or, honey, you could make me that.
Yeah.
So crafts don't sell very well. So then I heard this little yellow building up here on Winola Road was opening.
So cute.
Yeah. So I came up and I rented that. That all happened in like one day. I saw the building and I was like, this is what I want.
That's so cute.
Yeah. So I rented that building and made a craft show or craft building out of that. Didn't do very well.
Mm.
So then the man that owned the whole property passed away, and so his wife sold us the property.
Wow. And that's a big piece of property. There's 1, 2, 3 like buildings that you can use for stores, right?
Right. Yeah. I've got a Christmas shop in the back and my dad turned the other cabin into a train shop. Mm-hmm. And it's all full of trains and toys and stuff, all the model stuff. And then the other building, the yellow building, is empty right now.
Is it?
Cowboy Rendezvous moving in there.
Oh. Is that a secret? Maybe no, by the time this comes out, the world will know. That's a really beautiful location. Yeah. I've never been inside, but I've seen from the outside. It's just adorable. It's almost Alice in Wonderland-ish. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, very cool. So your Christmas room, that's Christmas all year long.
It is. It's actually all the holidays, but Christmas kind of is overwhelming. So yeah. It's mostly Christmas. But there's a little section for Thanksgiving and a little section for Easter.
Oh, cool. Because people have those sorts of things to sell, and it makes sense to put it in the holiday room.
Right.
Am I mistaken, or the last time I was there, which wasn't that long ago, is there some big Betty Boop in the back?
There is.
Okay, I'm not crazy.
She's
good.
Still there. And a giant Frankenstein and a big John Wayne and a whole bunch of...
There's a big John Wayne?
Yeah, I don't think it's really John Wayne. There's a big cowboy in the back.
But... So it's not John Wayne. Because if it was John Wayne, I'm going to go buy it.
Oh, okay. No, then they're not for sale either.
Oh.
Just, yeah.
Dang. My husband's like a super John Wayne.
One of my dealers just loves having all that stuff in there.
Well, you know what? That's the thing, again, and I know you listened to the podcast that I was talking about with Alex yesterday from Quinn Knives. This is experiential, you know? Whether or not whether or not you're going to sell your big cowboy or the big Betty Boop, it's really not important. What it is important is I remember Betty Boop.
Betty Boop.
Yeah. And so maybe I'm driving up to Julian with my friends and I see your store in the distance and I say, oh my gosh, I saw this cool Betty Boop there. Let's stop and see what else is there. So I think that's totally appropriate.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Experiential.
It's working.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you have some old toys. Tell us about the kind of old toys you might have there.
Well, stuff comes and goes really fast.
Does it?
So, the old Tonkas and things like that are real popular. Right now, fishing stuff. Everybody's loving the fishing stuff. And we thought at first that it'd be a lot of old, like, cabin-y kind of things, you know, like old games and stuff like that. And it's really not. It's people like moose. So, elk.
Oh, cool. Yeah, but I know also seen on your shelves like the old horses that little girls would play with.
Yeah, the briar horses.
Yeah.
Still very popular.
Yeah, yeah. Stuff that little girls like, you know, pretend to play.
We have a lot of Barbies too.
Do you? Yeah,
we sell a lot of Barbies.
Oh, good.
The old ones.
Yeah, yes. Barbie's
cool. It's
hard
to keep them dressed.
Barbie, keep your clothes on. I was such a Barbie child, and I really looked forward to when I had a daughter that she would be a Barbie. And she just wasn't. So you get what you get, you know? They come out the way they come out. And then the little outdoor patio section, not quite that we were talking about the windows and stuff, but that section that's, it's like a covered patio, I guess.
Correct.
Covered porch. That has like old signs.
Yes, lots of yard art.
There was a carousel horse there once.
There used to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's here in Julian somewhere.
Oh, is it?
A guy bought it. I think he was going to put it on Main Street, but he ended up putting it in his living room.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you love what you love. Size. Yeah. That's very cool. And what else stuff is out there?
Lots of cast iron, lots of metal art that's getting made in Laredo, Texas.
Mm.
Real colorful. Like animals and dinosaurs.
Oh,
and
yeah, that's very popular
and,
now.
Yeah. We got a lot of big giant roosters, turkeys.
You know, I think it's Apple Valley. I drew, when I was on my way to probably to Vegas, because as you know, I always go to Vegas. Billy Idol's coming again. I'll be going to Vegas. Those ginormous roosters, like 12 or whatever feet tall. And I would love nothing more to have that in my yard. But, you know, we all spend money on things we love. It's like you stop and you look at the price of that and you're like, yeah. So I'll just be admiring that from afar.
Take a picture.
Yeah, but the cool small stuff at the store, you know, that would kind of satisfy your need for a metal rooster in your yard, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff we have is new and made to sell.
Well, that's collectible.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then, but there's so much other stuff that's been recycled that's, you know, brought in, it's used, it's not, you're not paying full price,
right.
So you can have a lot more fun with your little money.
Yeah, yeah. Just to give people, the listeners, an example, not to make everything about me, even though you and I both know in real life I make everything about me, because that's just the way I am. But the things I have bought there, one, those two toe-stubbing doorstops, and then we have this giant Miller Lite sign that I bought from you.
Right.
Yeah, that thing hangs in our game room. We bought that. I used to always come in because I was in love with your olives, but you don't have those anymore. Oh, and my favorite cookie jar. I collect teapots and tea for ones. Tea for ones was my favorite thing to collect. I don't even drink tea, but I just love tea for ones. And you know what those are, right? The stackable ones. So you have that. You had that cookie jar. I bought it. Sorry, which was a bunch of teacups stacked on top of each other. Exactly, I bought that.
What you're talking about.
Yeah. So there's just a variety of things that you can get there. And it's one of those places, if you're up in Julian and you're just kind of looking to lazy around and, you know, enjoy yourself. Mosey, thank you. Your store is a perfect place to do that. Just all kinds of cool stuff.
Almost a museum, but you can take stuff home.
Oh, see, you have all these cute... You're very... You've got all these really cute sayings.
Because they make signs.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, we are moving my mom back into our property. And so she's redoing her house. And one of the signs you made, which is I think is supposed to be an outdoor sign, she hung it in her kitchen. And it says plant kindness. And that's the one you painted. And it's in her kitchen. So, yeah, there's a lot. Oh, we bought that furniture from you. The Adirondack little...
Outside stuff.
It's like, I guess, love seat size, and then the two Adirondack chairs and the little table that went with it. Do you still have those outside?
I haven't seen that guy in a while. I guess I should call him.
Give him a call and say, hey, dude, I sold all that stuff.
We need more furniture.
Exactly. And we bought it from you wood raw, but then we happened to be painting, and so we had the sprayer, the lion hand paint, that stuff. And so we sprayed it, and we sprayed it twice in the years that we've owned it. So, and I, again, not making it about me, just letting people know there's so many different things that they can find at your store.
Good.
Old gate. You have some of those that when you watch those shows like American Pickers or even the shows like Joanna Gaines decorating houses and stuff, those things are people love them, you know, and I don't think they're terribly like outpriced up here. You know, you can find that gem.
Yeah,
very cool thing. Yeah, you're very resolute about it. I have to tell you the truth. Somebody came in the other day looking for an antique store and they were here really early. I think like 9:30. It's like, who comes to Julian at 9:30? We're all asleep. Come on.
Breakfast.
Right? And I told him about your store, and I said, she opens at 11. I go, but let me tell you the truth, she's always late. So I would go there about 11:30.
Yeah.
So let's talk, what are your ish hours?
My hours-ish are 11 to 6 on the weekends for sure.
Okay.
Yes. Sometimes earlier, and we always stay late.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then during the week, I get there about 1, but if somebody else is working, my mom works there because she's awesome. She gets there early. She's like 10:30, and then she closes at 5.
Oh, okay.
So I would say 1 to 5 is guaranteed.
Okay, got it. Yeah, that makes sense.
During the week. But we always stay late. Like last night, I didn't leave till 8 because there was some young people in there looking. They didn't buy anything, but that was okay.
Yeah.
They'll be back.
It's experiential. That's exactly. Right. Yeah. And, you know, again, it's that rising tide lifts all boats, the stuff we talked about yesterday, and we talk about constantly when we're in meetings, is... Thank you for providing this cool experience where someone wants to hang out in Julian until 8 o'clock at night. You just created a memory, and those people are coming back, and the whole town's going to benefit from that. They're going to eat lunch, you know, they're going to pick up that new word that I'm sure it's an old word, but I just learned the word tchotchkes, you know.
We got some tchotchkes,
you know, things like that. So thank you for staying open. So 1 to 5 guaranteed. I know that you're a farmer, and that's why it's a hard time for you to get there late.
That was my COVID project.
Now all of a sudden you've got a million animals of every kind. You are located just 3 miles west of Julian. We're calling it an antique mall. Someone who wants to shop Christmas all year round, someone who wants to look for man cave stuff, milk glass, Betty Boop, just
Pyrex.
And there's a whole section with old records, right?
Oh, yes. We've got a huge vinyl collection.
So if you're into vinyls.
One guy's just been, he's really good at it too. He knows what people are looking for.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So tell your friends if you know a guy who's a vinyl person, which I don't understand, but all right.
Me either.
Yeah. When I met Mark, my husband, he had a gajillion, like boxes. And I think probably after our first kid, I was like, our second kid. All right, this stuff needs to go. And we just donated it, you know, because I just wanted it out of the garage, you know. We didn't even have a record player. So there's just a myriad of things to find at your location. So I just encourage everybody to stop by on their way into Julian, or as you said, staying late, stop by on their way out.
Well, that's why we stay late, because everybody's leaving Julian at 4 or 5 when everything else closes.
Right. Yeah, and they can stop in and meander. And the other cool thing, just to push everybody in relation to that, let's say they stay at your place until 6:30. Well, across the street in both directions are restaurants that are open for them to pick up dinner. Oh, I hate slamming my hand on the table. Yeah, so they can stop at either Jeremy's or what is now Heroes Wood Fire Pizza. So it's a perfect little trifecta, three things, trifecta. Perfect. So Tracy, thanks for coming in and talking about the shop. I really love it. My husband loves it. I just think it's a place. And when I say that, because, you know, girls, boys, everybody loves it. Stop by, see what you can find, tell your friends to stop by, and thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and all your information, I know you're doing good on Reels lately. That'll all be in the show notes so people can, you know, find you. I'll even link to your girl farmer because, you know, that's who you are. And so this is all about learning a little bit more about the people behind the businesses. So girl farmer and all of your animals. So again, I totally appreciate you coming in. Thank you.
Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, I'm happy to do it.
It's very easy.
Yeah, I told you it would be easy. You just need to yell. Yell before we leave. Say, bye.
Bye.
Good job. Good job.